Last week, we learned about the victims and discovery of their bodies. Today, we meet the serial killer. In part two of our series, we'll discuss the life of Ivan Milat. We'll learn about his large, troubled family, some of his early crimes, and how he came to be the police's number one suspect. We'll also discuss the raid on his and several other homes, his trial, and the eventual outcome. I'm Mike.
I'm Ian.
And I'm Dave. If you thought our Australian pronunciations were bad last week, stick around. Since we determined the country doesn't even exist, who cares what the penal colony leftovers have to say? This is Necronomipod.
In a desperate attempt to extract the truth.
If there's things that you'd like to speak to us about, we'd be happy to listen.
But his silence was as cruel as it was deafening. Police tried another strategy.
Why did it happen to those two lovely girls and the others?
Playing him interviews recorded by a current affair of some of the family of his victims.
You can't fathom what it does to someone.
Police appealing to his conscience.
You've got loved ones, held helpless and frustrated and absolutely destroyed would you be.
But that was met with denials of any wrongdoing.
Ian, you just had your second AMA on Reddit this past week.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It's pretty fun.
Yeah?
I enjoyed it.
Did you get a lot of participants? A lot of Redditors?
I got...
Good questions?
I got some good questions.
Yeah?
Yeah. I got one from this account. User abducted alien fuckboy had some good questions for me.
I think it was alien abducted fuckboy. Oh, I saw it last night, I think.
Yeah. I know. I'm sitting there. The first question got by me, the hand job one with Kanye. And then the second one about...
Out of context, people are like, what the fuck? What's going on in these Reddits?
Then the second one about my wife banged Mike in college. Now I can it's like throwing a hot dog down a hallway. I'm like, all right. So I text Dave with a screenshot. I'm like, is this you?
I mean, someone, they have good comments. I don't know who it could be, but hats off to you, whoever you are.
I like to at least think that question about the hot dog in a hallway, it was like based on true events. Might have been a fictional question, but you know, it's like those horror movies. It's still based on actual events.
Understood.
There's probably many a husband that have suffered that fate.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Muscoozy. But it was good. Good time.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah. You've done a couple of them now. So
I think we got the subreddit to get up another 100 people or so. I think part of the problem is the Facebook group, the Necronomipals, keeps getting flagged for inappropriate things.
Well, it's a bunch of heathens, obviously.
Goddamn, pallies.
So they're trying to move. Migrate people to Reddit.
Where there is, it's a lawless community.
Yeah. So no one's getting in trouble.
Okay. So if you're in the Necronomipal, it's Nomipals. Is that's the one?
That's right.
Yeah.
You can keep that account, but get on over on the Reddit too. How do they find that? I know nothing about Reddit.
Reddit.com/r/ Necronomipod.
If they just search Reddit Necronomipod too, would come up.
Yep.
So there you go. I guess we should start mentioning that then at the end when I plug all the socials.
Yeah, it was fun.
Reddit, yeah. Necronomipod, whatever, your little reddit.com/r/Necronomipod.
Yeah.
Might even run into alien abducted fuckboy while you're on there perusing the comment section.
Have a little chit chat.
Yeah. Next time it's your guys' turn for an AMA, one of you guys.
Tried Reddit one time, have no idea how that shit works.
I'm going to do an AMN, ask me nothing. It's going to be over before it starts.
But listen, as I pontificate various answers on topics I want to discuss, and you just write these long-ass, drawn-out speeches on whatever you want to discuss that day.
Your response starts with, who gives a fuck, but let me tell you about this instead.
Let me tell you why Australia isn't real, and... the few people that might be living in that area are just leftovers from the penal colony.
I've heard that somewhere before.
Yeah, and then you can just pontificate.
Ian got us some rough comments on his Australian pronunciations from last week.
Yeah.
Was it the capital of Canberra?
Well, how was it? The first item they found in Ivan's house was a postcard. He was asked who it was from, and he said it was a friend of his in New Zealand. It began with the words, "Hi, Bill." Ivan was asked if he was also known as Bill, and he said, no, it must have been a mistake.
This Bill thing's interesting.
When a bullet was found in one of the bedrooms, police asked Ivan if he owned any guns, to which he said that he didn't. When asked about the bullet, he said it was left from when he went shooting with his brother. In the second bedroom, two sleeping bags were found in a wardrobe, which were later identified as belonging to Simone Schmidl and Deborah Everest. If we remember, those are two of the victims that were found from last week.
Seems pretty conclusive now. Yeah. To me. I don't know.
Starting to think there might be a case here.
In one of the other bedrooms, a bag was found containing several personal items, which ended up being the bag that Ivan took to work. In this bag was a Bowie-style 12-inch knife, and in the same bedroom was an owner's manual for a Ruger 22 caliber rifle, which was used in most of the crimes from last week. And when this was presented to Ivan, he refused to answer anything about the manual being found. There was a photo album that contained a photograph of Ivan on a Harley-Davidson motorcycle with a holster. And in that holster was a gun that looked a lot like a Colt 45 handgun. And it's the same type of gun that Paul Onions described. A box of 45 ammunition was later found in Ivan's bedroom. There was one other framed photograph that showed his girlfriend Challenger wearing a striped shirt, and that striped shirt was identical to a shirt that Carolyn Clark owned, who was a victim from last week.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, that's really odd.
Yeah, really odd.
Pretty fucked up.
Unless she didn't know, and he gave it to her as a gift. Like, Gary Ridgway would do that. He would give his wife jewelry and stuff
from his victims. Oh, I remember
that. Yeah. He'd give it to her as presents. Like, oh, yeah, I bought you this.
All right, I could see the jewelry, but a shirt like that?
Even still, all of it, man.
It's dark.
On a rack of shelving in the garage, police found a nylon sleeping bag cover with a tent inside. Wrapped around the tent was a purple headband identical to the one found on Simone Schmidl's skull. Also in the bag was a homemade silencer. When they brought, because they had Ivan a lot at the house for all this stuff, and they were just walking him around to each place they found stuff, and they're like, So what's this all about?
He's just like, I've never seen that before. I don't know what that is. Whose house is this?
I'm Bill. Why do you keep calling me Ivan? Do you think in Australia, like, Bill is just the nickname for Ivan? That's what I'm going to start telling myself. I think I like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
could be
William to Bill. It's just Ivan. Oh, no, it's just Bill. I'm going to make that a thing.
So they took him inside the garage and they asked him about that bag. And he said that he had never seen it before.
What?
What is my bag? Who left this here?
The ceiling of the garage had a door which went into an attic. Nothing was found until they removed the insulation, and inside one of the walls was a plastic bag that contained gun parts for a Ruger 22 rifle.
This guy literally kept every piece of imaginable evidence. Yeah.
No favors. Did himself no favors.
No.
Fuck, if this was John Wayne Gacy, that attic would have just been bodies, right? Cement, paved over them all, or poured over it all. And
so at this point, they took him from the house into the police station where he was questioned. They recorded the entire interview both on video and audio tape. And the whole time, Ivan was uncooperative. He wouldn't answer anything. They only interviewed him for about an hour. And Ivan was charged with the robbery and attempted murder of Paul Onions. Back at his house, they continued to search. They found electrical tape, cable ties, and a bag of yellow and blue ropes that were similar to ones found at the crime scenes. After they did a more thorough search inside a bedroom wardrobe, they found another part of a Ruger rifle that was found hidden inside a leather work boot. More camping and cooking equipment was found in the kitchen, which belonged to Simone Schmidl.
My goodness.
As police progressed, more items were found. A camera, which was Carolyn Clark's, and a water bottle, which had a scratched area on it like it had been erased. And later, under UV light analysis, the name Simi could be clear.